Hello, I'm Dash. Come along with me on a fairyland adventure as we join Rufus the Pixie and Raymond the Butterfly. I wonder what these two boys are up to. Let's see. The sun shone bright above as Rufus the Pixie went about his business. He didn't have much planned for the day, other than making a grass weave hat. Summer was coming, and his grandmother always said that the first spring shoots made the longest lasting hats. Every year, his grandmother had made him a wonderful hat that protected his freckled nose from the summer heat. And every year, the hat she made lasted the whole of spring and summer. So from what Rufus knew, his grandmother was right. Sadly, this year, Rufus's grandmother could not make his hat, as during the winter frost she had crossed the Rainbow Bridge. The thought of never being wrapped in one of her warm hugs again did make him sad. Yet she lived on in his heart and in his memories. And they were wonderful memories, full of laughter, great snacks, and incredible conversations. This year, Rufus wanted to make his own hat, a hat that his grandmother would be proud of. Over the years, he had watched her make many hats, not just for him, but for all those she loved. He had sat with her while she worked, talking her ears off about his adventures. They were happy times, yet Rufus realized that not once, not a single time, had he asked her how to make a hat. In fact, he never even watched how her nimble fingers threaded the grass. Instead, his words had bubbled through the air as he reenacted his adventures for her. Rufus scolded himself, though in his heart he knew that his grandmother wouldn't be bothered. If she were here at this moment, she would have told him that life is a journey full of lessons. Some lessons we learn straight away, and others take time to sink in. That we are who we are meant to be today. Tomorrow we may be someone different, but that is who we are meant to be tomorrow, not today. With that in mind, Rufus searched the grass patch as his grandmother once did. He hummed, hmm, and tisk, over each blade of grass until he found the 13 that he wanted. Yay! Lining them up, he trimmed the ends with his teeth, until they were what he thought was perfect. Happy with himself, Rufus skipped over to a mushroom and plonked himself down. Now he could start to weave his hat. The first weave was a little tricky. As he focused on the grass, his tongue, all by itself, poked out the side of his mouth. His hands twisted and turned the grass, and surprisingly, his tongue twisted and turned too, as if it was weaving the grass. Making a hat was harder than he thought. It took a few starts, yet after a while Rufus was about halfway there. He held up his work. It kind of looked like a hat. Suddenly, a breeze popped out of nowhere and with a small puff, the breeze unwound all his hard work. Instead of holding up a half-made hat, Rufus now held up strands of loose grass. This made him squeal in anger. Ooh! Taking a deep breath, Rufus calmed himself and started again. He thought he was going okay until he saw a caterpillar gnawing on one of the grass strips. No! He yelled, then tugged the grass hard. Though he tugged very hard, the grass was tightly clamped between the caterpillar's teeth. It glared at him, and in annoyance tugged the grass, forcefully pulling in not only the single strand, but the whole hat from Rufus's hand. Then, unbelievably, it slurped the grass down like spaghetti. With a happy smile, the caterpillar crawled away to look for more yummies. Rufus was speechless. Not to be beaten, Rufus went and selected 13 more grass shoots. He nibbled the ends to make them perfect and was about to return to the mushroom, though decided to go elsewhere just in case the caterpillar returned. Sitting under a newly flowering bottle brush tree, Rufus started to work on his hat again. His fingers were so fumbly, he just ended up tying the grass shoots into knots. He squealed in anger, "Oh!" thumped his little fist down, and kicked the grass shoots. Suddenly, there was a soft voice above him. "Can I help?" "No," squealed Rufus sharply. "It's no bother," responded the voice from above. Rufus looked up and saw a lovely butterfly. Its voice was friendly and soothing, yet Rufus was still frustrated. No, leave me alone. I've never made a hat, but you're doing very well, spoke the butterfly. In a sarcastic voice, Rufus responded, If you have never made one, how do you know I am doing well? The words were more hurtful than he meant, yet his anger had the better of him. Well, I knew you were making a hat, stated the butterfly. I'm Raymond, by the way. Rufus squinted at Raymond before sighing. The butterfly had a point. If he was doing a lousy job, then would have just looked like grass, yet Raymond had known he was making a hat. It is just so hard, sighed Rufus. Looks it, stated the butterfly. My grandmother used to make it for me, but she's not here anymore. Rufus wiped a tear from his eye. I'm sorry, stated Raymond. Let me help you. As my pop used to say, working together we can turn that frown upside down. All Rufus could do was nod, though he did not know how a butterfly could help. Let's see. There are many ways to learn new skills. My pop always said you had to find the one that suited you. Some people are good with spoken instructions, others with being shown, and those that can learn from books. Maybe we could ask someone, Raymond suggested. It seemed a good idea, so the pair gathered up the grass shoots and decided to follow the path towards the creek. On their way, they came across a young pixie wearing a hat of his own. Though he did not make it himself, he told them how the person had woven it. Rufus and Raymond thanked the pixie for the advice. They sat down and tried to weave the hat per the pixie's instructions. It wasn't long before they had just a ball of grass knots. That's okay, said Raymond. Some people don't learn well with spoken instructions. There is a hat maker not far from here. Maybe he could show us. Agreeing wholeheartedly, the two continued down the path until they came to the hatmaker's place, set low in a mangrove tree. Outside, on a stand, was an assortment of wonderful hats. Some were made of flowers, some of spider silk, and some from nutshells. Plus, you could get a hat in nearly any colour you wanted. "Looking for a hat?" asked the hatmaker. Shy at first, Rufus eventually asked the hatmaker if he could show him how to weave a grass hat. That's very old style. I think I remember, spoke the hatmaker. After collecting some grass shoots, the hatmaker showed Rufus step by step how to make a hat. The instructions were very quick, and Rufus struggled following the hatmaker's hands. He tried very hard, but it was not right. Raymond and Rufus thanked the hatmaker before leaving down the path again. As the pair spoke, Rufus untied the grass strips. Maybe we should go to the library and see if there is a book on how to weave a hat, said Raymond excitedly. Rufus thought that was the best idea yet, so the pair headed towards the library in the big old gum tree. Inside were books describing how to make many amazing things. It took both boys to search until they finally found a suitable book. Raymond, who found the book, threw it open in front of Rufus. Look, there are step-by-step pictures, squealed Raymond excitedly, and an explanation in simple words underneath. Rufus lay down the grass strips next to the book. Picture by picture, he folded each piece of grass as described. Reading the words, he understood why each piece went where it should. After a few pages of pictures, Rufus's hat was complete, and to his surprise, it looked exactly like the one his grandmother used to make. It fit like the one his grandmother used to make. So instead of a squeal of anger, Rufus let out a squeal of delight. Yippee! As Raymond shut the book to return it to the shelf, Rufus gasped with surprise. Look, Raymond, that's my grandmother's name on that book, he said excitedly. Turning the book over, Rufus saw that his grandmother was the author. He opened it gently and looked at the first few pages. When he got to the third page, a happy tear sprang to his eye. This book is dedicated to my grandson Rufus, who always kept me entertained and gave the warmest of hugs. This book is full of the parts of me I may not have had time to share. You are always in my heart, as I know I am in yours. Love, Grandma. Even Raymond had a happy tear in his eye. Rufus returned the book to the shelf for safekeeping, knowing he would be back soon to read the rest of it. Having the book felt like his grandmother would always be there for him when he needed her, as she had been when she was alive. As the pair silently walked back up the path, Raymond spoke first. Wasn't that amazing? Of all the ways we searched on how to weave a hat, it was your grandma's instructions that you learned from. Yes, responded Rufus. As I read the words, I heard her voice in my head. It was as if she taught me herself. I'm so happy. Rufus was silent for a second before he spoke again. I'm sorry for snapping at you earlier, Raymond. You have been ever so nice. Raymond happily accepted Rufus's apology. That's okay. We all have bad days. And your pop was right. When we worked together, my frown turned upside down. Rufus had a smile from ear to ear. And I made this for you. Rufus handed Raymond a small grass weave hat. When they left the library, he had grabbed a few grass shoots and had been making it as they walked. For me, Raymond was excited to have his own hat. I don't suppose you can teach me how to make one. Actually, I can, responded Rufus, thanks to my grandmother. The two laughed and chatted all the way home. Well, I'm so glad Rufus got over his anger and accepted Raymond's help. Raymond didn't know the answer, but he did know ways to find it. We all struggle sometimes, and it takes a smart person to admit they don't know how to do something and to ask for help. In the end, Rufus got more than just a hat. He made a new friend and built new memories. I hope you join me for the next Fairyland adventure. Who knows where we'll end up? See you soon!